I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY-FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program honors the Kane High School Alumni Memorial Fund and asks you, the listener, for your support. Founded through the generous donations of the Kane High Class of 1955, the fund provides annual awards to Kane High School students enrolled in or planning to enroll in a post-secondary program who have a proven financial need and have shown promise of academic success. Each year at reunion time and at alumni events, Kane High graduates are asked to consider contributing to this legacy fund. According to Matt Gailey, the Alumni Memorial Fund is facing some extraordinary challenges this year. As the number of Kane High graduates has been decreasing over the years, reunions are getting smaller. I think the class of 1972 was the biggest, with almost 200 students. When you compare that to the class of 2020, with only 75 graduates, you see why reunion attendance is on the decline. With the pandemic this year and the cancellations of numerous reunion activities, this could be a real financial disaster for the fund. Gailey says the board has not issued a class challenge of late and says he thinks that doing so could give the fund a boost. As such, here's a formal call to action from Citizen Kane to members of the 2010 class, and in particular to 2000 and 1995 graduates, and of course to the class of 1970. Can that really be 50 years ago? It is astounding to think that members of the class of 1955 have contributed over $93,000 to the fund. Among the most generous contributors include Dick Armstrong, John Bachakis, who has served the board as treasurer, Donna Bennett Shubon, Jim Chicklow, and Bob Shubon, who became a source of inspiration for his classmates when he suffered paralyzing injuries in a trampoline accident at the high school. After his own lengthy and arduous therapies, Shubon went on to a successful career dedicating his life helping others as a rehabilitation executive. Other major donations from 1955 classmates were made by Betsy Dahl Shaming, Marvin Dalton, John Donovan, John Geary, Fred Johnson, Ruth Johnson, Rita Kelly Matter, Monty Montgomery, Pat Murtaugh Kajancic, Don Wismer, and John Thompson. In addition to Thompson's generous donation, he later took over as board president and was responsible for obtaining the fund's 501c3 status. Additional major donors include Thompson's sister Mary and her husband Russell, Chuck Daly, Ernest Eld, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Gentleman Sr., Mr. and Mrs. Leroy Magnuson, and John Moran. In all, board members of the Kane High School Alumni Memorial Fund have paid out almost $230,000 to 94 deserving local students. Along with Matt Gailey, fellow board members John Bachakis, Becky Miller, Tanya Hartzell, Tyler Hanna, Ginny Coppersmith, Ann Carney, Debbie Kilmer, Crystal Kajancic, and Kathy Gibson have helped keep the wonderful vision of the class of 1955 alive today. To do your part, send your tax-deductible donation payable to Kane High School Alumni Memorial Fund, or KHS AMA Fund, to P.O. Box 546, Kane, PA, 16735. Be sure to include your class year to be counted in this year's challenge. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.